There's Keith Klein.
Hey there.
I'm Mike Glasscott. Thank you for being with us. It is the Glass in the Morning radio program. School is back, returning to action yesterday for everybody but Ivy Tech. Ivy Tech will go back a week from today. Slow going yesterday, but we wanted to make sure it was safety first. And to check in at Jackson Creek Middle School is the doctor, Dr. Dave Piller, our good friend. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Glass. How are you, buddy?
Happy New Year. Happy Mary. Happy everything.
Yeah,
and I've seen him. I've seen Dr. Dave all the time because at the
games.
Ball games, right? Exactly, right. So we haven't been tremendous strangers, but getting everything started, everything back into action. You had a new roof that's going on. The last time we talked to you, you've got
the
a
roof
snow
is
day.
Still
you've
going
got
on.
Oh, it is. Did it as the part of it that is covered doing its job after all the rain and snow and everything else?
Yeah, most days it is. So that's good. We are down to downspouts. So. That is a very critical part of the roofing process, I'm finding. It's been interesting to be a part of this. Chris Cioli is just the best around as far as all this building and maintenance and his crew. And so I got to be a part of this process from the bid all the way through now that we're pretty close. We're working through the punch list of some areas that need to be cleaned up or fixed up and such. But we've got to grow a lot of grass in the springtime. We've got a nice little mud zone over here right now.
That's all right. We can take care of that when it happens. We saw an interesting article in the paper yesterday from the Herald Times. People wanted to know, how do you keep the buses? What do you do when you're gone for a couple weeks and it's bitter cold? Same question for you. What did you do in your building? Because you can't turn everything off. You can't turn everything on. I know Chris Cioli does a great job with all that, but how did you manage Jackson Creek Middle School when all this crazy weather was happening?
Well, there is a balance on that because we are trying to be good stewards and conserve electricity and conserve energy to make sure that the bills stay level. But at the same time, it's one of those things where you have to do some basic things, because if you don't, the repairs and the damages that could potentially be caused are going to be a lot more expensive than anything you would have saved. Luckily our custodial staff worked Wednesday through Friday, both days of the breaks. Obviously, it's a great time to get in and do some extra work and some extra cleaning and some things like that when the people aren't around. But the biggest thing is a simple one that we do at home, and that is we leave some doors open interiorly so that heat gets to some places. We've got little vestibules, if you will, at each of our entry points and each of our hallways, and it's a little double doorway, and so we just leave the interior door cracked so that exterior area gets a little bit of heat. Because it was ironic that, it's probably been 4 or 5 years ago now, over the winter break, I was over here just doing some work and went down and was shooting some basketball, and the fire alarm went off. And I thought, oh, my gosh, someone set the alarm on me, didn't know I was here, I wasn't in my office. and I came down and I walked down through the hall, and it was near freezing. It probably was one of those times it was 5 or 10 degrees. And one of our pipes burst, and I just happened to be here.
Wow.
And
what happens if you're not there?
Well, if we're not there, then we get a lot more water.
Oh, my gosh.
If we're not there, of course, the fire alarm will pick that up, and people will respond, whether it'll be Chris or Chad Snyder or one of the folks from his team, or I'll come over. But it just so happened that I was here, and we were able to get the fire department and the maintenance staff over here within probably 10 or 15 minutes. That could have run for hours if that would have happened at a different time. So it was a quick one. We had some ceiling repaired. We had some roof, or we had some pipes repaired, but that all happened pretty quickly. So again, I think, at the school level, we're just doing those things that we tell people at home to leave their cupboard doors open so that the pipes don't freeze. That's probably one of the biggest things that we do here. Then Sam Gray and the folks down, at the building services, they do, the temperature maintenance to make sure that it's warm enough that people can work safely, but cool enough that we're managing our costs.
Dr. Dave Piller is our guest this morning. He's the principal at Jackson Creek Middle School. Hangs out on the Bloomington Review Friday nights every now and again with our good man, the Minister of Culture, Jim Inman. Busy times, Keith.
Well, Dave, you've got the students who are going to be transferring. You got to deal with those people because they're going to be going from middle school to high school.
Oh,
and that's a big change.
That is a big step
up.
Yeah,
this transition time of year is huge, and people always kind of give me a strange look when I say, we've been planning for the 18-19 school year now for a while. After we get the school year up and running in August, it's probably truly not a month or two before we start looking on to the next year. because we need to plan for our schedules. We need to plan for the classes that kids need, the classes that kids want, all of those sorts of things like that. So we're heading into this time right now where for the next month or so, it's going to be pretty hot and heavy all across the district as far as transition planning and transition activities. So today, this morning, actually, as soon as I'm off the phone with you guys, we'll go down to the auditorium and we'll take all the 8th graders down there. And Jessica Willis will be here from the Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship to talk to the 8th graders about the Academy being a MCCSC public high school option for all 8th grade students. And then next week, Bloomington South will come over. And our school is districted that 99.9% of our kids go on to South. We have a couple kids will end up at North for a variety of reasons, but a very, very large majority of our kids go to South. So Pat Cannon and Joel McKay and the counseling crew will be over here to talk to our 8th graders about filling out the schedules and picking classes and what all that looks like for them. Meanwhile, you know, our counselors will be dealing with our 7th graders to plan for their big 8th grade year, and then I will take the show on the road and I'll visit our primary feeder schools, which are Benford, Childs, Lakeview, Templeton, and then we have a few kids from university that'll come here to Jackson Creek. So I'll hit the elementary schools next week and just tell them about all the great things that we've got here. And so it's a good time. So again, we're a couple weeks out from the major activities. Our night is on the 22nd, so any family that's a sixth grader family that would be coming to Jackson Creek, any family that's considering Jackson Creek as an option next year, so that would be folks in the private schools or even from the listening areas outside our catchment area. The 22nd from 5 to 7 is when we'll have our formal parent night activities, and we'll have all that on our website. And then the other big date for the listeners, GLASS, is the 23rd, which is Tuesday. Bloomington North will have their freshman kind of orientation activities at 6:30 at North, and then that same night, Tuesday the 23rd, at 7 o'clock at South. So both high schools have their stuff on Tuesday the 23rd, and again, all that stuff's on their websites. But families that have 8th grade students or families that are considering North or South as a high school option, the 23rd is a big date for them.
Are you actively recruiting or are you providing information?
Well, you know, quite honestly, it's a little bit of both, GLASS. It's more providing information, I suppose, because we have a pretty decent idea of the kids and the families that will be matriculating up to us. But at the same time, we know that there are school options out there that people may be a part of now that they may want to transition out of and come into the MCCSC, because we've got so many different things and so many different services and activities and music and sports and electives and things like that, that it's truly there's not much that we don't have that people may want. And so as they start to explore that, as their kids get a little bit older, it's a great time this time of year to come visit the schools, get to walk around and hear about all of our programming at all the schools and all the levels.
We're speaking with Dr. David Piller, the principal at Jackson Creek Middle School. And Dave, as I drive up and down Sayre Road, I see apartments everywhere. What's that doing to your enrollment?
Well, we're kind of looking at that, and that's something that Peggy Chambers and I have been talking about for a couple years, because that Echo Park development is behind the old Pizza Hut, the new El Ranchero down here on the south side.
Right.
That's ours. You know, all the new apartments that have gone up around, you know, the Lake Blackwell over here on the east side and Sherwood Oaks Christian Church, that's all ours. And now they're building all those ones back behind IMA.
Right.
We're finding we're getting a few families from that, but honestly, those apartment complexes are catering to, it seems like, either very young families or grad students or that sort of things. We're not seeing a whole lot of school-age kids for our school age. Now, I know it's impacting the elementary schools, but I think it's something that we still have on our radar, because there's not a whole lot of places to build on the north and the east side of town. So you get down here into the southeast, into the south and the west, and that's where all the buildable land is. And so that's certainly something that I know is on Andrea Mobley's radar now, and of course Dr. DeMoose's radar, as they look at how the numbers may change around the district.
You're going to need a bigger roof.
Yeah, hey.
We're going to need a bigger roof. Yeah, we're out of space. And when we talk about the courses and the things that we offer, you know, to really kind of ebb and flow with what kids want, we're really excited because next school year in 18-19, we're going to offer a coding class. And you know, we went through that hour of code last month, and it was really successful that the kids participated in coding activities. And again, you know, it was a learning experience for me because I had played with it before, but I learned a lot myself. And kids are really into this, into the back-end design of computer games and apps and so on and so forth. So we're excited about it. Some new courses next year, the coding, and then some music theory classes again, because we've got such a strong music program down here, and of course what they do at South and at North as well. So we're excited about those new offerings and new options for kids.
Speaking about music, the last time I saw you in person, you were like the proud father taking pictures from every angle of the winter concerts and such. How'd that all end up? You ended up kind of the fall season, now you're into the winter season.
Yeah, I'll tell you, and you saw it. It just makes me laugh. I suppose how talented our kids are. I came from a very, very small high school in Eastern Ohio, you know, where our elective offerings were very limited. You know, we didn't have a swim team, we didn't have a tennis team, we didn't have volleyball or wrestling. It was a small school in a small place, and to see the things that we offer here, and to see the skills and talents, and how our kids excel. You know, we've got Joe Donnelly and Ken Upchurch and John Hansen leading our music programming, and those guys are just phenomenal. And to have almost 200 kids in those music programs, it's really cool. So you got to see some great stuff there with our music programs. And now I think at this time of year, you know, we're big in our winter sports are kind of in full swing, and boys basketball is kind of near the middle end of their season. Girls basketball is just starting up. Wrestling will start up at the end of this month, and then we'll get into swimming next month. And, you know, I always tell people, you know, if you look at the South rosters right now and you look at that South basketball team, well, Chance Coyle and Bamba and Philip King and all those guys, they were all here. And you watch in the pool, as we get closer to state finals time, you're going to see Mackenzie Luce and Chelina German and some kids like that, and they were Jackson Creek kids too. And so
we blame you.
There's really some outstanding talent here. You know, again, we talked about the music, but there's some outstanding talent with the athletics, and those kids really go on to do some great things. And so that's cool. And then the other things we've got coming up between now and spring break, because that's kind of our new benchmark and our new new kind of finish line for this next section of the
season.
That's
the light at the end of the tunnel, Keith.
That is the light. You know, we've got Science Olympiad. We'll have all of their competitions coming up. We've got a really great speech and debate team that's in their third year of existence. Wow. Over here. We've won a lot of trophies and a lot of ribbons, and I have to find additional display cases and things for that stuff.
Well, use some of that old roof.
Well, we might have to.
Don't be surprised this morning if you get some people trickling in a little bit late, because Keith and I, looking out our window here from the fourth floor perch, we cannot see to Lincoln Street. So things are not getting, I wouldn't say better with the weather outside. So let's.
Yeah, I come in from the northwest from Union Valley Road, Ellisville area, and it was a little foggy coming through. So
it's moving in, because when I came from the south side today, it wasn't that bad, and it has definitely changed here in the last half an hour or so. So we know you have plenty of great things going on. We know how busy your time is. We know you need to get back to work, and we'll hear you coming up on Friday. Thanks for your time, buddy.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Glass, I'll see you tonight.
That's right.
The Hoosiers can get another one.
6:30, interesting start time. That's
we'll take it.
Television.
I like it. It's a school night.
It's a school night. We'll get home early. Great job as always, pal. Thank you.
See you guys. Have a good one.
He is your principal. It is David Piller, the doctor from Jackson Creek, checking in here on a Tuesday morning.